So yeah, I watched Kill Bill.
That's entertainment. That is how you recap your day. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to New Heights, presented by Wave Sports and Entertainment, brought to you by our friends at Fireball.
Fireball. Yeah.
The pound for pound undisputed best shot in America. Yeah, that is baby. A fact. We are your hosts. I'm Travis Kelsey. This is my big brother, Jason Kelsey, and we are Cleveland Heights High School graduates. That's right. I got my high school diploma. Hey. And my college one from the University of Cincinnati, as well as my brother. New Heights comes to you every single Wednesday, or we try and get... Don't do that. Don't do that. I earned my diplomas, Jason. Okay. New Heights comes to you every single Wednesday, or as often as we can get them to you every single Wednesday. Schedules have been crazy, so we appreciate you guys bearing with us if they come out a little tardy. But if you subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get this podcast, and follow the show on all social media platforms at New Heights Show with 1S, we'll get updates to you when we can't get them to you on time. Jason, why don't you get the people fired up and tell them what we got coming up, brother?
Well, we got another great episode.
Yay!
That's right. We got another great episode in the 2023 offseason. It is officially the offseason for the Philadelphia Eagles. Our OTAs have ended.
What?
Not so officially over for the Kansas City Chiefs.
You guys
are deep in their own mini camp. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about OTAs, mini camps. Crazy. We're going to see how Travis did in his pitching redemption.
All right, now.
And we're going to get to some of our favorite entries from the Ocean Drive Beer Bowl 2023. But first, as always, new news.
Here we go.
News. Still a top two sports podcast, even without any actual football news to talk about.
Man,
that's impressive.
Shout out to the 92 percenters, baby.
Yeah, man. It's all thanks to you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in each and every week. We love doing the show, but it is nothing without the 92 percenters. So, yeah. Thanks for subscribing, clicking that link bell, and just overall supporting the pod and your no dumb questions, everything you guys do. It's wonderful. All right. In case you missed it, we dropped a conversation with Charles Barkley. That's right. Man. The one and only.
I'm still
the round of
that.
Mound.
Chuck,
so go ahead and
best.
Check that out if you want to. The Charles Barkley episode is up from last week. What was your favorite part of the episode, Trev?
Man, that's a good question. I would say just to hear his take on hockey and other sports, kind of hear a professional's view and take on, you know, the finals and yeah. Kind of the direction the league is going. Chuck is just so good, and he's very versatile in terms of what he can talk about, man. So it's always fun to hear his unique point of view.
For sure. No, I'm about to sneeze, so bear with me. Sorry about that.
All right,
we're in the middle of a smoke blaze out here in Philadelphia.
Still going, huh?
Nah, it's past. I'm just making excuses at this point. I'm about to have a sneezing fit. Oh, don't do it again. Okay, I'm good.
Nice. What was your favorite part?
My favorite part was by far what was behind him the entire time. The 92 Olympic Dream Team American flag signed by all of the members of the Dream Team. Are you kidding me? That was the coolest piece of sports memorabilia I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
As well as all of the other stories I mentioned, whether it was from Mike Tyson, mentors.
You enjoyed that Mike Tyson story. Yeah.
The Mike Tyson story was cool. Obviously not a fan of the amount of toking Mike was doing. But I think my favorite stories were actually the ones of, guys like Moses and the veterans that were in his locker room offering how to be a pro, how to navigate the life-changing amount of money that he was coming in contact with as a young player, as well as to go on a diet and be in shape. I thought that there was some really, really good stuff from Chuck, as always. He is the best sports media personality, and he did not hold back in that interview.
Oh, we didn't. He never does he?
No, he doesn't. He only knows one speed.
Yo!
Chuck. And that's Chuck speed.
All right, now.
All righty. We're going to get to the Ocean Drive Beer Bowl. You guys are killing it, man. It's
getting
exciting.
Intense. This is getting intense.
It's getting exciting. Entries are rolling in, and we're going to get to some of our favorites right now. Let's check out some of these ones. All right. First video we're going to get to is the Blades of Glory video. Let's pop this video out and see what these guys are about. You're going to like to see these ones, 92 percenters. Look at the outfits right away, just killing it. You can't ask for anything better than this. One shotgunning.
My fellow Americans, we're gathered here today on 37th Street, beautiful, sunny Seattle City. This is my partner, Jimmy McElroy. I'm Chaz Michael Michaels, and we are Team Fire and Ice.
That's right, baby. We're out here today getting preparation for the New Heights Beer Bowl 2023.
No, clearly in Seattle while they're filming this video. So they got some home field advantage if they do make it in. I love the leotards. I like the theme. It's funny. It's creative. They demonstrate beer drinking ability. They demonstrate beer drinking skills.
Mm-hmm.
They clearly want it. Yeah. And these are the type of entrants we want in this thing. Flexibility. Look at the nimbleness.
The nimbleness.
Oh, my gosh. Good walking. Good energy. Good vibes. Good wigs.
I just love the energy, man. I'm here for the energy.
It's great. Next one we got is from Lindsay Mateo. It's Team Green Men. Listen.
Fire up, baby.
I didn't know how many female applicants we were going to get in.
This is actually it's quite the edit, to be honest. They went all over the shore, got some different views of the shore, got the Rocky theme going, got Jason's Rocky speech theme going.
I mean, they just set a speed record. Holy shit. How fast was she running? Flip cup. Oh my gosh. One try. I'm in on the Green Men. Love it. Next one. Team Denim. This is
the one. He asks in there if you guys want somebody to bring the heat. We're the ones. And you know what? Team Denim, I want you guys to bring the heat. I love that thing to be on fire.
The Canadian tuxedos, they started off hot from the get-go with a Stone Cold Steve Austin chug.
Jason, you ever had a little fun in a Canadian tuxedo?
Of course. Who hasn't?
Did you go cut off the arms and below the knees?
I've definitely worn jorts with cutoffs. I don't know if I ever cut the sleeves off of a denim shirt. The tornado chug. Listen, I mean, this fits the bill.
Tornado chugs are electric. You're bringing the heat and doing tornado chugs. That's a valid entry right there.
I mean, he just bashed a beer open with his fucking skull. This guy's savage. This guy's about to rip the top open. That's a Landon Dickerson move. You know, these guys are clearly experts. They clearly know how to drink beer. They certainly look the part. I mean, hairy chests out, guts out. Yeah. There is zero repercussions for any of these beers that they are down and annihilating. Das Boot chug to finish it off. Team Denim, they might be the favorites. I'm not going to lie. Out of everything submitted, these guys are some straight-up degenerates. Degenerates.
It screams. Team Degenerate Denims.
And then here we go. Last team that we're going to show you guys, the He Brew. I'm telling you, I think we're only liking this team because of the name.
Dude, what this is, I mean, it's electric.
Dude.
Absolutely
talk
electric.
Talk about the inclusiveness of this beer bowl right now. We got name women. We've got so far. We got fat guys. We got figure skaters. We got Hebrews. We got it all. Beer Bowl 2023 might be the most diverse sporting event you're going to see this year. So get ready. It's coming in hot.
Hi, I'm Corey Mazur.
And I'm Mark Goldberg. And we are the
Hebrews. Hebrews.
Look at that tutu. This guy's got a tutu on. There we go. No tornado chug, but a solid chug nonetheless. He's down on that thing like Abraham. You know what I mean? There we go. Ah. Oh, Stein chug. Get it. That's the. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. Team Hebrews, I'm in on the baby. Hebrews. Man, Hebrews got good up, energy.
That fired me up. I can't wait. If they're not in, I hope we freaking have them there. We need them there. I got to meet those guys.
Love it. Love the creativity. Love the name.
I love it. Hey,
so these are the types of submissions we're looking for. It is not closed yet. It is not over. You still have till June 20th to submit an application. And we're going to select the top 16. We're getting this thing rolling. The submissions are coming in hot. Nice. We already have enough to fill out the brackets. But we're trying to make sure that as many people that think that they are, have a chance and are up to the snuff, we're trying to give you a chance to get into this thing. So submit your videos to at New Heights Show or email us at newheightsshow@gmail.com. Send submissions to New Heights Show or email at newheightsshow@gmail.com.
Again, you got to be 21 years or older. And all the proceeds are going to Eagles Autism Foundation. And I'm pretty sure we got a link up there if you want to donate to Eagles Autism Foundation. Just even feeling like you want to give back.
Yep. If you're feeling like you're giving back, but also the top 30 donors will get on the courtside seats in the beer bowl and some VIP access to all the guests in attendance.
Courtside beer bowl seats.
That's right. Floor tickets are the best. Hey, people thought floor NBA tickets were the best. Wait till you see floor beer bowl tickets.
You're in the
It's going to be electric. Donations have already skyrocketing. We're already up 20,000 from the origination of this event. That's right. All the money is going to EAF, Eagles Autism Foundation, except $50,000 that the winner of Beer Bowl is going to get. That's going to the winner of Beer Bowl. So if you think you're up to the task and you want $50,000 and you have a partner and you have a good team theme and you can drink beer really well.
What?
And you're going to be in or around Seattle City, New Jersey on June 28th this year.
What?
Send us a reason why we should include you.
Hey-o! Can't wait to see what you guys come up with. You got a week left, baby. Let's keep them coming in.
Boom!
Let's keep it fucking moving. No dumb questions. This is where we answer all of your guys' the 92%ers suggestions on, questions that you might have that that can't be dumb because there's no dumb questions. There's just dumb people. It's, I'm going to go ahead and give this thing another run. Because I feeling a little slow today. All right, now.
Whenever you feel like you're slow, just try and act like you're going to poop really hard. Just go, and then get going again. You'd be surprised. If you activate the core is the origination of everything, including thoughts and mouth movement and posture. Just activate the core, and you're ready to podcast. That's what wall drills taught me.
You hold on, grandma, man. You said you don't do fucking wall drill. Oh, you just don't work on your stride on the wall.
I work on my stride.
You do wall sits still? What is this, gym class?
I do wall sits. Wall sits are really good for you. Better than wall strides.
All right, now. Moving on to no dumb questions, baby. Let's get to some no dumb questions. We're 92%ers. Ask us some of the not dumbest questions ever, because there's no dumb questions. There's just dumb people. Definitely. No Dumb Questions is brought to you by our friends at Accelerator.
Hey! Woo!
Might have had a few of these today.
When do you not have a few? It's so honestly electric.
It's one of those things where I drink so many.
Yeah.
That I should endorse it.
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, so shout out to the Accelerator Energy Drink team.
Why didn't we think of that?
Man, I'll tell you what.
Hopefully they're listening.
Shout out to the gang.
Hey, shout out to Natural Thermogenics.
If only I had a enormous fridge behind me full of it. Cha-ching! All right, now.
Hey.
Kind of a dumb question from
Waxing the Buick.
Well, I do love old school Buicks, but
shout out to... Have you ever waxed a car?
No, Jason.
I've never waxed a car.
Grew up in the same house you did. No, we did. We only totaled our cars, okay? We didn't wax them.
I just feel like that was a thing that we saw in movies growing up, and I don't think I've ever seen anybody wax a car. Is that something that like used to happen?
I mean, I get my cars kind of waxed down now. Like, I got my old school.
You go to like
the
cleaners, and I feel like that's different, though. No, we're talking about somebody like waxing a car, and they're like, yeah, there like are movies.
The, getting the wheels, yeah.
Like, Mr. Miyagi just had
freaking
Danielson just waxing his car.
This is
like
true.
That was a normal thing to have done in your driveway.
Yeah. Well, clearly, this man has waxed his Buick before. So, sorry for the terrible quality, and I didn't know if I'm the first one to dig this up, but I'd love to know the circumstances that led Jason rocking the Mohawk in college, because the white Mr. T here usually doesn't dress up or do anything crazy to his hair. I need some insight from the man himself. Jason, why don't you give everybody a little insight on what this is?
Right. First of all, I do stuff crazy to my hair all the time. I've changed my look up all over the place. But the real question is, why wouldn't I have a Mohawk in 2007 University of Cincinnati summer, first year of college guy?
That's second year of college, dude.
That's first year. Second.
You were not 60 your first year.
I was 60 as a linebacker, which
that
is a sign.
Fucking
that
disgusting.
That is a sign.
That's disgusting.
If I didn't see me getting moved to O-line or D-line, I should have seen it coming the moment they gave me that jersey. No, this is actually my freshman year.
Even wear number 60 at linebacker.
The reason I have a Mohawk is because they hazed all of the freshmen and they shaved my head into a Mohawk. So that's why I have a Mohawk. It was a kind of like, I don't know if democratic is the right word, but it was like a light hazing where I had the choice and I was like, I guess I'll have a Mohawk. And they gave me a Mohawk.
I always thought Mr. T looked pretty sweet.
They actually, I think, shaved stuff in the side of my heads.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I think I remember that UC on one side, like it was a helmet, like, and then 60 on the other side.
To for the make it cleaner cut,
so mom could get a decent looking picture on picture day.
Yeah, this might be. I don't know if that's in my freshman year, or maybe spring ball my freshman year. But either way, yeah, that's where that came from.
That's a beefed up dude. That's a beefed up linebacker right there,
dude.
Bring it back, man. Bring it back.
The Mohawk.
Yeah. Bring the Mohawk back.
It's definitely not coming back. Kylie didn't even like me having a mullet. She's definitely not going to go for the Mohawk.
Does she like the buzz cut that I gave you?
Yeah, she's okay with it. She doesn't like that you gave it to me, but she's okay with the buzz cut.
Wait, what? Kylie?
The reason she's more upset about it is that we let you use your ball trimmers to cut it. So she's not happy that we...
No, I don't.
Do you not want to say this?
I don't fucking... I would never have touched your head with my fucking ball trimmer, dude.
I saw those trimmers. Every man in America knows what those trimmers are used for in somebody else's bathroom.
Those are high-end clippers, dude.
Stop.
This is ridiculous. Unbelievable, Kylie. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Moving on to OK Communication. OK Communication. I like this. 540. Hey. OK Communication. 540.
Hey.
What was it like living with Big Craig in college? Craig Barmetter?
Big Craig Barmetter. Whoa.
That's a great. I mean, you know what? It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
How would we describe Craig Parmenter to somebody that doesn't know Craig Parmenter? I don't know that's like possible.
He's a brewmaster.
Well, now he is, but this is Craig in college. He was not a brewmaster in college before he got into brewing.
Craig's got some fucking stories.
Picture,
dude,
like the most stereotypical person from Jersey you can imagine, but like a tall, redheaded version of it.
Gosh, man.
That's all I think
Craig
that's about
was,
all.
And
I can
he
do.
Was a.
We can't talk about this.
Fuck, I love Craig, man. Oh, God, I miss that guy.
Hey, but he makes beer now, so.
Woo! Well, to answer your question, it was amazing.
And it was.
Craig,
it was great.
We miss you.
Craig was in our house. He's an offensive tackle. He brought nonstop energy and excitement and some of the funniest goddamn moments I've ever had in my life to our house. I don't know who this is that asked this. Who the fuck knows Big Craig?
Who knows Craig?
Dude, Craig Parmenter has some funny stories. I don't even know what we can share.
We can't.
I can't put the part above.
You can't do that.
We're going to take our biggest character, match it up with your biggest character, and then you're going to make just a sitcom movie-like relationship.
Your that's going to... Bullwinkers let it come out.
Oh, my God. I almost just passed out from laughing so hard. Craig once gave me a...
We can't put this in.
We can't put any of that in, but...
Yeah, maybe you can just put us saying we can't put any of that in, and that, Craig, we miss you and we love you. And it was a blast living with you, college. Please keep sending in those no dumb questions so that we have something to talk about here in the offseason. And thank you to our friends at Accelerator.
Hey!
For fueling me with energy and this segment. We should really get endorsed by these things.
That'd be great. All righty. We also need to shout out one of our sponsors that you probably see us drinking all the time, and that is Accelerator Active Energy. Ooh, it's so good.
If you've been looking for something with zero sugar,
yeah,
that gives you sustained energy,
yeah,
gets the metabolism going,
duh,
and gives you the enhanced focus that you need to attack your day,
please, oh, please,
and enjoy. Well, you got to check out Accelerator Active Sounds Energy.
Good. I'm in.
I got Berry Lemonade over here, baby.
Berry Lemonade. That's the same one I got.
It is berry good.
It's berry and it's lemonade. It's very, so it's very got good. Berries and lemonades. Accelerator Active Energy is available at Target, Walmart, Meijer, 7-Eleven, and Quick Trip. It's moving on up. Moving on up.
Moving on up.
Our next partner is AG1.
Who in the?
Yeah. Well, that's the daily nutritional supplement that supports whole body health. You might not believe this, but I actually drink my AG1 every day.
Every day? Why would you drink it every day?
Because it's foundational and nutritional and covers all of my nutritional basis. I gave AG1 a try as an NFL player. We got a lot going on and I needed this single way to get it all in.
Well, that makes sense. So if a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, then try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with just your first purchase, ladies and gentlemen.
If it's free, it's for me.
Ooh, nice.
Go to drinkag1.com/newheights. That's drinkag1.com/newheights. Check it out.
Check it out. Out of the house.
Hey!
Out of the house.
That's right. We got out of the house. Well, Travis got out of the house.
Yeah.
As you guys might have seen this week, Travis keeps getting out of the house. But first, before we get to out of the house, this week's out of the house is brought to you by our friends at Pupperoni.
Mm. The Pupsters. The Pupsters.
That's right. It's great to leave the house, but when you return home. Be your best friend's best friend. Baloo! Baloo! Bubba!
Everybody say hello to the world's fluffiest dog. Look at this. He looks like Alf. You guys, you remember Alf?
I don't know if my dog knows his name.
I'll tell you what,
he just doesn't know he's about to get a treat.
Bubba enjoys some good pepperoni. You want any treat? You want a treat? You want to get fired up? You want a treat?
Huh? Dude, here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes.
Oh, you finally got him?
Let's see if I can get him in the camera.
See if you can get him in the camera. That fucking horse, he's as big as you. Watch out, there's a dinosaur.
Oh, he almost took my fingers off. Oh my God, he loves these things.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Look at Bubba's tooth. He's got tanines.
Nice. Hell yeah. Well, man, I'd hate to be a gopher in your yard. It's like getting stabbed by a sword, man. Shout out to Pepperoni.
Trav, redemption pitch.
Tell us dude. About it. Yeah. You already know. Practice? Well, yeah, the Royals were nice enough to have our entire team out. It was Chief Day at the K, baby.
Did you practice?
I got a few throws in right before I went out, but this time it was actually from like a longer distance, kind of on a mound in the batting cage underneath. So I got a few throws in. Found out it'd probably be better if I did a two-seamer than a four-seamer. Four-seamer kind of gets caught in the hand a little bit for me nowadays.
Really?
So I went two-seamer, so it just kind of like come off on the...
Just slip right out of there
so I didn't just yank one. You know what I mean? Get caught on those places and just yank.
That's experience catching up. I like that.
You know what I'm saying? Got to make adjustments, you know? And then I got a shout from my guy, Rick Sutcliffe, the Red Baron. I'm not sure if you know who Rick Sutcliffe is.
I've heard the name.
Sut, yeah, he's a Cy Young winner.
Nice.
Chicago Cubs Cleveland at the time Indians. He's actually mom and dad's, one of mom and dad's kind of, they knew who he was. He's a big Indians pitcher back in the day. Kansas City guy. Met him in spring training playing for the Cubs. Not playing for the Cubs, or coaching for the Cubs.
Okay.
Was throwing fly balls to my buddy. And I see this coach coming over. I'm like, yeah, well, and that's where the fun ends, because we're being a disturbance during their practices. And he got fired up because he's a Kansas City guy. And yeah, the Chiefs, we had just came off of our first Super Bowl in 2019. Nice. When I met him. So it's having some fun with him every spring training nowadays. And I still got to get to Chicago with you, brother. But he gave me a shout before I went out there at the K earlier this week, and kind of gave me a tip here and there. He said my stride was too long. I don't have like the grip and everything in my shoes to, you know, to really open my stride up and throw a fastball. So he was like, shorten the stride up and that'll let you know what I mean, get to the plate a little easier. And so I did that, and I slipped. Dude. You saw that.
Yeah.
I slipped into his strike, dude, because I got real lucky. Dude,
that's the question. Did you have to readjust when you felt yourself slipping?
I held it higher. It was like a hook shot. I was like falling down left, and it was like a little hook shot. If you watch it, it's not a two seam. I kind of pulled the string with my finger, and it was like a little cutter, just kind of cut in there a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was like a friggin' hook shot from the 60 feet away.
Well, maybe that'll teach you not to wear, shoes just to look good. Yeah,
man. I know
that's what you get for dressing up instead of just wearing some
twos, man. LeBron James, you know, all stars, man. Those things are fucking sweet.
If you would have just went with the New Balance, wouldn't have been no issues.
Yeah, because New Balance has fucking grip.
It just goes for traction.
What?
They're tennis shoes. You got to grab on clay. Do you not know anything about tennis?
You think? Play on clay. What happened is I got really lucky, but redemption is redemption. I threw a freaking strike, and I appreciate the Royals for showing me where to throw the ball. And shout out to Bobby Wood Jr. for being brave enough to get behind the plate and catch the ball, man. My sincere apology to the Cleveland Guardians and the entire organization, the entire city of Cleveland, for embarrassing myself and the city on opening day. The Guardians didn't win that game, and you know what? I felt like it was my fault. I felt like I started it off real bad. But at the end of the day, I'm one for one, baby. So I might need one more just so I get over 500. 500.
I mean, I was more impressed. I'm going to be honest. I'm not a homer because you're your brother. I was more impressed that you were able to get up on the mound, slip, and still throw a strike.
I slipped than into that
anything
one.
Else. I mean,
that
was impressive. It was a very good sign of athleticism to be able to course correct like that. So I'll give that to you. The first pitch was shit, but that one was pretty good. Other baseball news. Are we ready to believe AJ Brown can play in the MLB?
Let me see this.
Did you watch the video?
Let me see
this. Check this video out. He's got a good looking swing. I knew he played.
I saw him taking some cuts.
Yeah, I mean, I knew he played baseball in college, but
I don't think so. I don't like it.
I mean, it's a good cut.
No, it's not. No, it's not. I got a better cut than that. I'm kidding.
You got a better swing than that.
I don't have any shoulder muscles. No.
I mean, it's a good swing. I mean, the guy's throwing 40 miles an hour, so it's not that impressive. But I mean, it's.
He looks comfortable. He looks comfortable, and that's gone.
He's looking the part.
Was that? Oh no, that was warning track power right there.
Warning track. Yeah.
Yeah, he's only got warning track power. AJ Brown is the strongest receiver in the National Football League.
He's definitely got more than warning track power.
He's throwing in that upper deck right there. I think we need me pitching versus AJ Brown batting, dude. It's the only way to settle this. Get a hit off me, then he could probably, you know, get a hit off a MLB pitcher.
He's definitely getting a hit off of you. That doesn't settle anything. You think
he's getting a hit off me?
Travis, you threw the ball hard one time and it went directly into the dirt.
It's a little different when you know 40 miles an hour is coming right down the pipe. You don't know where this thing's coming, dog. This
thing can be coming right at you. You can't throw hard because you don't have a labrum.
Damn it.
You can't pitch anymore, Travis.
Give the people what they want, Jason. They want to see it. They want to see one-on-one. AJ, let's make this happen. I'm not about to call this dude AJ Brown out. He will literally take me yard
for sure. Fucking
pitch.
For sure. I mean, we could still do it, though. It'd be a fun video. Yeah, as Travis was getting out of the house, I was stuck in the house. I don't know if you know this, Travis, but Canada has been ablaze. And
it's unfortunate, man.
So I had to figure out something to do all day. Trav, do you like to take a guess what I did all day?
I'm going to take a guess that you... I don't know. What'd you do?
I watched the Twilight series. Do you know what that is?
Nope.
You never heard of the Twilight series?
Is that a book?
It is a book. It's also
but you
a
watched it, so now it's a
There's
movie.
Five of them. It's absolutely terrible.
No wonder I don't know it.
Yeah, it's also for little girls, and for some reason a full-grown man at 35 years old chose to watch this entire series. Yeah, I don't know what spawned this, but I asked Kylie if she wanted to watch the first one, and I watched the first one, and it was absolutely terrible. And then I continued to watch the four other ones after that, and shocker, they were all bad. But yeah, it's a teenage love story. Starts out like they all do.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, it starts out like all these teenage love stories do. You know, high school girl falls in love with a 109-year-old vampire who still looks like an 18-year-old, and nobody asks questions about that. And yeah, so that guy's name's Edward, and the woman's name is Bella, and they have like a very awkward love relationship where she kind of looks at him funny and he looks at her funny. But they clearly don't know how to talk to each other yet.
I don't know what this question is, but are you team Edward or team Jacob?
I'm team this movie shouldn't exist.
You had to have at least one part where you're like, all right, that was kind of a cool little part.
No, it's all terrible. It's just bad across the board. Like, the acting is bad. I'm trying to describe it to somebody who hasn't seen it. That would
so
understand.
You watched 10 hours of...
Yeah.
There's no way. You were in your phone. You didn't watch this.
I mean, I was in my phone a little bit, but I was dedicated to it. I was pot committed on it. I mean, it's a love story with vampires and werewolves. It feels like somebody, whoever wrote this, was like, okay, how can I appeal to the people to the people that wrote Goosebumps? How can I apply Goosebumps to real some like type of like love story and make millions of dollars off of it? And then they made Twilight.
Goosebumps was a bangers.
And I mean, I guess they just got a bunch of good looking middle schoolers and made a video out of it. So she falls in love with Edward.
Dude, come on.
Who's a vampire. Jason, and
we don't need to go over your recap.
And she has a thing for him. And that goes back and forth.
As much fun as you had watching it, we're having as much fun listening to you describe this shit.
And then the second movie happens.
You want to get to some
bold
topics?
There's, you find out that there's werewolves in this movie out of nowhere. So in the second movie, Bella really still loves Edward, but she starts leading this guy Jacob on like he's got some chance, and he doesn't fucking stand a chance.
You should have just went outside and breathed in all that smoke, man.
So he starts falling for her, and Edward starts to get upset and says he's going to kill himself. And he's going to go into the light where a bunch of people are, and that's going to give him away because everybody knows when vampires go in light, their skin like sparkles. But the Veltori, these are the police officers of the vampire world. They'll kill him.
So he's about to go in and Bella saves him. So he survives that one. And then
flash forward to the final movie, and Bella gets pregnant. Bella gets pregnant.
Just call me whenever you're ready.
And
I'm not doing this to myself.
They have a baby, and the baby's half vampire, half human.
I can just see that.
And
I'll keep looking.
But you can't give, if you're a human, you can't give birth to a vampire. So she's about to die. So then Edward
has to turn her into a vampire to save her life. And then when she gets saved, the evil Veltori vampires.
Well, they're coming to kill the baby, the Cullens and all the other vampires and the werewolves. Oh, so I forgot to mention, these vampires also have powers. But anyways, so then they let Bella and the half man, half vampire baby live. And that's Twilight.
I'll tell you what. Let's get into some bold topics to wrap up the week in the NFL offseason.
Dude, I had to counteract it, though. I had to counteract it. I watched both Kill Bill movies just to get my... Ooh, I needed to watch something else that had like a female lead, but was more like...
What is it? The Bumblebee.
Yeah, so yeah, I watched Kill Bill.
And that's entertainment. That is how you recap your day.
And Kill Bill's fantastic. So if you're thinking of either watching Twilight or Kill Bill, definitely recommend Kill Bill.
Let's get to some bold topics, baby. NFL offseason OTA recap. How about it? Eagles and Chiefs are officially done with OTAs. We are not.
Kylie's yelling at me. Apparently nap time is not the time to do Bumblebee at the top of your mouth.
Eagles and Chiefs are officially done with OTAs. This guy is reckless. Oh, man. For the people that don't know, what are OTAs, Jason?
Organized team activities. A part of OSP, which is organized or off-season season program. Organized season off-season program.
Organized team activities. And how are they different from mini camps, training camps, etc.?
Well, they're not mandatory.
All right, now.
So, yeah. All right. Here's the gist. The offseason works like this, folks. You're off until OSP starts. You have 2 to 3 weeks of OSP, offseason program. Initial phase, which is essentially just lifting weights. You don't do anything but come in and lift weights for an hour and a half. And none of it's mandatory. Then OTAs start, organized team activities, and that's when you're allowed to start doing on-field things with your coaches, drills, actual football things. You meet with your coaches, all that stuff. And then you have what Travis is doing right now, which is a mini camp, which is mandatory. And you're there for, it's pretty much replicating what training camp is. You're there from, I don't know, when do you get there, Trav? Eight? From like 8 to 6?
8:15 to about, 5-ish, 4-ish, 5-ish.
And you have helmets on, and you're actually playing against other guys and stuff like that. So that's the gist of what the difference is between OSP, OTAs, mini camps. What's really been interesting is how much this has changed. Yeah. You know, the PA continually fights to make our lives easier. Thanks, PA. When COVID happened, that kind of put teams in a little bit of an awkward spot because you couldn't do a lot of this offseason program. You couldn't do any of it.
Yeah, so they cut back on a lot of it.
We still ended up having a successful season, so the PA used that to say, hey, I don't know that all that stuff is necessary that we do in the offseason. So now the OTAs, minicamps, and OSP in general has shrunk significantly. Matter of fact, do you guys do like 11 on 11 still?
Oh, yeah.
See, we don't even do 11 on 11 anymore. We'll do 7 on 7, but O-line, D-line does nothing going up against each other, which I like because I just don't think you can gain much from watching O-line and D-line without shoulder pads on. I feel
it's unioned up. It's not, it's not full throttle. It's unioned up. I think Coach Reed, gives them a certain pace and a certain tempo, to kind of keep everybody healthy and things like that.
You can't help it. There's still competition and people are going to be competitive and they want to win.
It is what it is. Yeah, but they want to make the team.
I just get upset that there's scouts and people that evaluate OTAs and man, this guy's going to be really good player. I can't tell you how many times guys look like they're going to be great coming out of OTAs and then you put pads on. You're like, oh, turns out Gary guy's not very good.
No, I'm with you. And I love OTAs, man. I love OTAs. I love being around the building in the off season. I genuinely enjoy seeing the direction and help driving the direction of where the offense is going during the season.
Yep.
And I know that when I'm here in OTAs, people that are calling plays and creating plays are creating them for the people that are there.
Right.
So, and are seeing the people that are there running those plays, and that no gains doubt. Confidence or, you know, creates question on things. So I, I love being around there, going to work with the guys, kind of being that voice of reason to a lot of the younger guys that, that are new to the situation or new to the league or just new to the team. And, I find a lot of, it gives me a routine, man. It gives me a routine. I am not a big scheduler and like organized human being. And what OTAs in the off season does is it gives me a regimen, and I like to, you know, stay on top of, you know, just becoming a better person, better player, baby.
Yeah. I mean, I think you just summarized it perfectly. That's what the OTAs is for, in my opinion. I think you're back around the guys. You're back to forging the relationships that enable a team to be successful and have confidence in one another. You're installing and running new things that you're getting ready to do for the upcoming season. So everything Travis just said, and you're figuring things out. You're trying to correct problems from the year before. You're installing plays. Like, hey, remember when that happened? How can we fix and prevent that from happening? Or, hey, we did this a lot. What would happen if we tried this out? These are the times to have a lot of these discussions and to iron these things out before training camp starts. And that process is going to continue to happen throughout training camp, the preseason, and even in the season. But the more that dialogue happens between player to player, player to coach, the more you guys hang out with each other in the cafeteria, all that stuff ultimately makes a difference. You know, I think that there's some good things that have come out of COVID and OTAs getting a little bit less of like physical and banging.
Dude, I remember our first couple of years.
It was full go. Man.
It was 9-on-7.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're inside run game. It's like, bro, I don't even.
What are we doing? But I think, I do think that COVID also exposed how much does happen in that period. And, you know, for me, and I'm sure you agree after, you know, you just shared what you thought was important, but I think that it's fun being out there. It's fun being back around the guys.
Oh yeah.
You enjoy it. It might be the most fun part of the season, to be honest. I mean, outside of playing games.
Yeah.
Like, we're all out here having fun.
It's pretty I want to say it's lackadaisical, but yeah, we're out there having fun testing things out, knowing that the bullets aren't flying quite yet.
Well,
never not working, baby.
Trav, you had a mini camp press conference.
I sure did. I had my press conference today, actually. I just answered a few questions. Somebody asked me about retirement. Mm-hmm. And that's not happening anytime soon.
What'd you say? You said you're playing until the wheels fall off?
Yeah, I'm playing until the wheels fall off. I'll tell you what, you mentioned you had a great point. And this is the luxury of being a little brother and having an older brother go through all these steps and phases in a football career before you. You get to hear the wisdom that he has, you know, and I think you hit it on the head, man. We're both going to miss playing this freaking game when it's all done with. So I think we should go ahead and, you know, play until the wheels fall off, you know, because, I know playing this freaking game, I have too much fun doing this, man.
Yeah. Well, when you do decide to retire, are you going to go on a farewell tour?
I mean, that's fitting, right? No, it'll be on the spot. I'll catch everybody off guard. It'll just be right then and there.
Nice.
I will say this. I've been so fortunate to be healthy enough to play until I'm 33 years old. Hopefully 34 brings that same fortune into my life. And as long as I'm healthy enough to get out there and make a difference and help a team win, man, I don't see myself hanging it up anytime before that. So,
all right. That answers that. Hey, Trav. Hey, huh. You got to take a quick time out. Brief time out.
With what?
We got to let you know that this episode is brought to you by Pup Peroni. The original beef flavor dog treats made for your most valuable pup.
And while your dog can't experience the thrill of visiting the White House, and while your dog can't experience the thrill of throwing out the first pitch, you can inject that same excitement into their life by feeding them the irresistible Pupperoni treats.
So bring to the table more than just belly rubs. Be your best friend's best friend all season long with the real meat taste of Pupperoni original beef dog treats.
To learn more, go to pupperoni.com. That's PUPPERONI.com.
PUPPERONI.com.
Yeah.
We're going to get back to the show in a second, but right now we need to shout out one of our partners.
Wait, which one?
Fireball.
Woo-hoo. Fireball takes any event to the next level. And I'm talking about any event, like getting out the house or watching Twilight with your daughter. Or throwing the first pitch at a baseball game.
Man, I can tell you the one thing. Fireball would have made Twilight a lot more entertaining. Fireball's iconic cinnamon flavor tastes fire and goes down easy, making it the ultimate crowd pleaser. That's why it's the number one shot in the country.
It's also the number one shot in the country because Fireball shooters, you don't need a shot glass. You just crack those babies open, you shoot them back, and that thing goes down smooth. Jason, are you a big Fireball guy?
I am huge. It's the number one shot in the country for a reason. Just crack it and enjoy it. You can purchase Fireball wherever you get your fine spirits.
Wherever!
Let's keep it moving.
Perfect.
To other news going around in the NFL and the video game world, the Madden release.
Madden!
Yeah, our guy Josh Allen is on the cover of Madden 24. They posted a cool side-by-side photo of Josh in high school, and Josh ironically wearing the same colors with the Buffalo Bills now as the starting quarterback and the Madden coveree.
Cool.
Yeah, man. Congrats, Josh. That's a freaking cool. I mean, obviously, it's a dream come true to anybody that grew up playing Madden.
It's pretty cool.
Being honored enough and good enough to bless the Madden cover. It's iconic. First question, why the fuck aren't we on the cover? God damn. why can we get some love?
Well, you know.
Nobody likes us, man.
Nobody wants us to do anything.
You would have been the first offensive lineman ever to be on the Madden cover. That would have been pretty cool.
There's never been an O-lineman, like Orlando Pace, even dating back to then.
That's a legendary O-lineman, but no.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been cool. But I honestly don't care.
Well, I want to be on the Madden cover. I've always thought that was cool. Thought it was pretty freaking dope when Rob Gronkowski kind of broke that barrier being the first tight end ever on the Madden cover. Thought that was pretty cool. Wouldn't mind following that guy's footsteps. You know what I mean?
When's the last time you played Madden?
I play it during the season. I play my player. And just
You still play Madden?
Yeah, I still play my player. It's like a little story mode. It makes me feel like I'm on a TV show.
All right.
When was the last time you watched Twilight?
A week ago. Last Thursday. Well, technically I finished it, I guess, like Saturday or something like that.
Well, thank you to our 92 percenters. We have our own Madden covers. You guys were kind enough to draw up some Madden covers on some edits. Me crying in front of Jason after the game, and Jason wanted to kill me. Great cover. And then the Madden we deserve, me and Pat, at the podium at the White House on the front lawn.
That doesn't even have anything to do with me.
It has nothing to do.
We're doing like brothers.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with Madden.
Pat's your brother? I guess he's kind of like your brother.
We were on the official release video that Madden put out that I actually posted.
We did make the video, both of us. We made
the video, both of us.
So that was nice of them. Although they did make me shorter than Devontae Smith and skinnier.
It's always
Devontae
funny.
Smith looks like Megatron.
That's one thing that I look like put too much Oompa. Thought into. Yeah, whenever they show like the players on the sideline, everyone's the same size. You know, or at least height. You know what I mean? Nobody's like, they might have like the old lineman a little wider. And I mean, you could tell the difference in the face and the skin color, but it's
no, we were on the field. I was doing my touchdown celebration dance and he was towering over me.
You know what it is? It's the dances. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey,
I just like that I'm now known as the touchdown dance guy because that was always your thing. And now it's Jason Kelsey's thing.
I've never hit the body out of ya.
A little Uzi Vert.
Yeah, I haven't hit that one.
It's not called that, apparently. Somebody told me it was called something else, but
we're clueless. But yeah, thanks, Madden. Ooh, Trap. They're showing
overall rating
of 99 as a superstar X Factor with a vertical threat
archetype, and has a long stride, high and tight running style.
Man, they're starting to get real specific in this fucking game. What is any of this? I'm so confused. Must be the new versions of the game.
long stride, high and tight.
It just said that I'm 99. I'm overall. I'm 99 overall.
You're 99 overall, which is, I think, I don't quote me on this. I think it's the highest score you can get. But you are not a high and tight running style. You are definitely a long strider, but you are bent over and ready to change direction. So
for the whoever, most part, I like to say there, but oh, it's all in one. So it's on a long stride and high and tight running style. Yeah, no, yeah. That's
it's not, I mean, your style at all.
Yeah, no, I've never been much of a galloper. I've kind of always stayed in my, you know, right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're ready to move, baby.
Jason Kelce has an overall rating of 93. Oh,
93. As a that's superstar nice.
With agile archetype and has a default stride and an awkward running style. Okay, these aren't actual descriptions of our players that we're getting here.
Default stride. We're just talking. And awkward running style. Am I that's awkward when I run? Fuck. Am I awkward running style?
It's definitely not.
Would you say like that's accurate?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's not like a, yeah. It's a fat like boy a, run. It's yeah, a fat it's boy like run.
A, it's not a like a wall muscle, drill run. Muscle, it's a, it's an right. awkward run.
Well, did you don't do your wall. You don't do your wall.
If only I did the wall drills, I'd have a normal you'd running have style.
A long stride and a high and tight running style. And you, my friend, you just don't, you don't practice your defaults. That's why you got a okay. default stride. Right.
I have a default stride and I'm a default superstar at 93. Are you a vertical threat archetype?
No, I'm not. Like my game is not vertical at all anymore. I'm across the field kind of guy. I'm either going right or left. If I can get you thinking right or left, I might be able to sneak a ball downfield. But
I just took that one.
Yeah, no.
Hey, it's good. No,
I get what they're saying though, because I can get definitely vertical
go
now.
Up and get the ball, and you get a lot of long catches.
No, I think they mean vertical threat, as in like throwing the deep
jumping
ball,
it up,
or like catching the ball and getting a big gain. I think that's what they mean by vertical threat.
They definitely mean vertical threat, as in
there's no way I'm there.
That's what they're doing.
There's no way they got me just out here mossing people still. All right, here we go. Have you played as yourself in a video game? Yes.
yeah, I've definitely done it. I've played as a lineman, and I don't remember if it was NCAA or NFL Madden. Man, I'm really starting to sound old. But you could use like the little right stick and like hit stick people, and you could just run down and block guys. And I think I won the Heisman Trophy as an offensive lineman.
The early like 2000 or late 2000s and like early like 20 teens.
Yeah.
The best part of Madden were the mini games.
I'm going to throw this out there. This is going to be super controversial. Madden is by far the worst sports video game. I'm sorry. It needs to be said. The NBA version video games are way more fun to play. FIFA is way more fun to play. And so is NHL. All three of those other major sports, way more fun to play video games on.
It's a lot of variables, man. It's tough. You got to be into it, man. You got to be.
Doesn't do it for me. It's.
I mean, I enjoy playing.
Well, what about the NHL? Dude, the NHL video game is awesome. You can you control like the right stick, come in and out. Like, which one do you like more? NHL?
You ain't got no dangles. Don't act like you got some dangles.
I mean, I haven't played in a few years because ever since I moved out here and have kids, I don't even have a console hooked up to my TV. But no, I. What about in FIFA's the best one of all of them?
Yeah, FIFA's the best.
So Madden,
you get good at FIFA, man. Damn, that's
funny. Madden is by far the worst sports video game of all the major sports.
It's just a lot of variables, man. It's a lot of variables. It's hard to go.
Take the variables out.
You haven't played the In the Yard. You haven't played the new one. In the Yard is like playing like NFL Street.
No, it's not. Otherwise, it would be the main one that's selling and bringing on all the big bucks.
It's a part of Madden.
That's what
it's
I'm like saying.
It's in the metaverse. You just go, you play.
No, it ain't.
Jason, I'm telling you, you'd enjoy it.
But there's other arcade versions that have come out.
No,
that,
it's not an arcade version. You're just playing like a Madden, but it's in like in the backyard version, and you could do like other cooler shit, like pitch the ball cool ways and like throw it back. There's cooler plays.
So they're
like
trying to make it like NFL Street.
Yeah, Street and Blitz is kind of like that. Yeah.
I don't know. Sweet. I'm just out.
No, I hear it. You are fucking out. you are not in.
I still think Blitz is the greatest football video game of all time, right?
No, NFL Street.
Ooh, NFL Street's good. I just, yeah. I'm not going to say no to that. NFL Street was great.
NFL Street was the best. More, you could play on different fields.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could.
And NFL Street was better than NBA Street for some reason. And I don't really know how to explain that, but.
You're fucking way off by that, bud.
No,
I think NFL Street Volume 2 was electric.
NBA Street?
Yeah. NBA Street Volume 2 was the best.
I never liked the NBA Street. I liked NBA Jam more, but I did like NFL Street. NBA Jam or NBA Hang Time I liked the most out of all the NBA games.
2-on-2.
I guess I just like arcade-style games.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Nothing beats Wayne Gretzky 3D Hockey 98, though. If you get your chance, kids.
Wayne Brewski, baby.
And do you remember the Olympics video game that was on Nintendo? It was fucking great.
The worst.
You can do this long ski jump. You have to time it up. Woo! World record! Speed skating? R.
The L. Oh my gosh, R. I used to hate that
L.
shit.
R L R L R.
That's how
L,
you know. That's how you know you just have way too much time on your fucking hand when you're. Well, fucking yeah.
I mean, I played these when I was a child, game. Travis. I played them when I was a kid and didn't have a job and wasn't doing a fucking podcast with my brother. Had no kids. What else is there? What other sport are we missing? Sport, dude. WWE.
Wrestling,
are you fucking kidding me? I don't think that's a sport, but I mean, I'll put it in there.
No, the new one is, the new wave is MMA, UFC.
UFC's good too. I think that's it for the video game talk.
Yeah. Didn't mean to turn into nerds right there, but man, I love video games.
Last thing, some non-football news happened over the weekend at the Canadian Open. When Adam Hadwin, you can tell I didn't watch the Canadian Open, was mistakenly leveled by security when celebrating Nick Taylor's win. Let's take a look at inside this tackle.
This, I'm telling you that, first of all, you got to see the putt. You got to see the putt just so you understand
how electric
this entire, like,
dude, look at this guy making immediate eye contact.
Nobody from Canada has won this tournament in, like, decades, I think.
That's good info. Man, I want the security guard on my team. I know that. Look at that form. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, anybody can catch somebody when they're not expecting it, you know?
Listen, if you go onto a green spraying champagne all over the place, you better be expecting anything.
I'm sorry, I'm celebrating. Well, we can't celebrate. You're going to tackle me because I'm celebrating?
He's spraying champagne all over the winner. Like he's like.
Like he won it?
Dude, you can't just do that out of nowhere.
The security guard's just out of line.
No, dude, because he doesn't know who that guy is. That can be any type of patron.
He's the only one.
He's in jeans. You can't just allow somebody in jeans to storm a field and friggin' spray an unknown substance on another golfer. I'm all behind. This is law and order at its finest. This is top flight security of the world, Craig. And he tackled him like he was Terry Tate, the loudest linebacker.
How are you going to get fired on your day off, Craig?
Dude, I'm all in on this. And look at the other guys help him up and apologize.
He was the only one tackling him.
He's the only one.
None of the other security guards went after him.
Listen, I'm all about it. You don't know who this guy is. People are storming fields left and right these days. He was, and I just like the look on his face. He was doing his job.
He was
look
determined.
At the first look before he even sees the guy, he's on the prowl. Like a top flight security needs to be. He's looking in all the potential bogeys and he spots one and he goes for him. Textbook wrap drive.
You didn't
same
see
foot,
the
same you shoulder.
No. The most impressive move is the move to get around. You know what I mean? The
swim
other people.
No, I mean, look, I mean, this is exactly how they teach Fletcher Cox to get sacks. This is it right here.
So you think swim. That guy's played some ball? Ah! You think that guy's played some ball in his day?
No question. Not a doubt in my mind. The Canadian guy. Spraying champagne everywhere. Was he Canadian or was the winner Canadian?
I'm pretty sure they're both Canadian.
So the Canadian guy spraying.
Nick Taylor. Taylor's a Canadian name. Hadwin, 1,000%.
Hadwin? I don't even know what that is.
Neither did the security guard.
Dude. I wish. God, that's such a good job. I think it's a man doing his job.
Adam,
Adam, you get that opportunity again, man. I need you to start dodging and weaving and make it more of a scene. You know what I mean? How epic would that have been if he sinks a fucking 100-foot putt, and as he's celebrating, the TV cuts to a pan out to see what's going on the green. You just see a guy spraying champagne getting chased down. Oh, man. Still electric enough to see him get tackled. But, yeah. Shout out to Nick Taylor, man. Congratulations on bringing one home for the North, man.
Hey-o. Dude, should golf allow contact? I don't know how that would work.
We got the wrong.
It's an interesting prompt.
I like the idea and the thought process. There should be some change to the PGA.
I think to make golf more entertaining, the players should be heckling each other. I want to see Angel Reese-esque trash talk in the PGA Tour. I want somebody in front of this Canadian guy's face going like this, and seeing if you can nail a 50-foot putt while that's happening right in front of you.
That's right. She did the John Cena. That's all she wrote, folks.
That's all we got for you this week. That wraps up another episode of New Heights. Yee-hee! Make sure you're subscribed to New Heights on the New Heights channel on YouTube so you know when all the new videos are releasing. Reminder to submit your videos if you want a chance to compete in the New Heights Beer Bowl at the Ocean Drive in Sea Isle City, New Jersey on June 28th. We're going to keep sharing our favorites in the upcoming episode, so you might make it on the show if it's a good enough video. Send your submissions to @NewHeightsShow or email us at NewHeightsShow@gmail.com. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
And what Jason always forgets to tell you guys is that there's $50,000 of a grand prize here on the line. So don't forget to submit so that you can get a chance of winning that money at the New Heights Beer Bowl.
Hey, yo.
Once again, New Heights is presented by Wave Sports and Entertainment and still brought to you by our friends at Fireball. I don't know if we'll ever not be presented by them. They just keep throwing the fireball at us. The pound-for-pound undisputed best shot in America.
That's right.
Follow the show on all social media platforms, ladies and gentlemen, at New Heights Show with 1S for fun clips throughout the week. And thank you to our production. Our crew is the absolute best. They are working their tails off to try and get us any kind of content that is useful and that we can actually use it. Jason just shits on it and every time.
And cutting out all the content that we add in that doesn't belong in the show.
Which is about 90%.
Very important job. Did you get a lisp there at the show close a little bit?
Yeah, I did.
You kind of,
my mouth is thalating.
The new high
my mouth is thalating. And thank you to the 92%ers. We love you guys. Until the next time. Peace.